Hey, good morning. It's 9:22. We've got the clouds moving through here with some showers along with that, 46 degrees. Welcome to the Wednesday morning show here as we move on through it in our Wednesday talk round. Doing what we do every Wednesday, talking with our friends from OSPTI in Breckenridge. On the phone with me, got Stacy this morning at OSPTI. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, today we're going to be talking about International Bike and Walk to School, and OSPTI kind of brings this thing home locally. Tell us about it, Stacy.
We do. So we sign up with bikeandwalktoschool.org, and we do a little bike and walk to school challenge between St. John's, Wahpeton, Breckenridge, and then St. Mary. So we have a little traveling trophy and some little fun giveaways for the kids, because what's better than starting your day, you know, walking or biking, getting out there, having fun, getting to know your neighborhood, helping the environment, and just getting your body and your brain ready for the day and for school. It's also a thing to have the kids get to know, you know, safe routes to school, being active, healthy habits, and that sort of thing. So today they biked and walked with kids around the whole entire world.
Stacy, how many years has OSPTI been doing this? It's been a few, hasn't it?
It has. I've been doing it since 2012.
Okay.
And they did it in 2011 also. So we've been doing it for a while.
So typically, do you get a good turnout with this? Do you get a lot of students walking and biking to school?
We do. We do. And then the kids that can't walk or bike, you know, have to ride the bus in from the country, they get either dropped off or they do a little walk around the school or the area with somebody outside, just to have them be able to participate also.
So what
that aren't able to, you know, if they live far out of town. So,
sure.
Yeah, we usually have quite a few kids. This year with the weather, I think made it a little bit lower with participation. But in past years, we've had some really close percentages between the schools, so we do kind of a percentage of the kids in the school. And this year we came up with St. John's at 53% with kids walking or biking to school, Wahpeton Elementary at 58%, Breckenridge Elementary at 68%, and St. Mary's at 98% this year.
Holy smokes, so St. Mary's kind of way out in front of everybody there, right?
Yep. So they're going to keep the traveling trophy this year, this fall, until we do this again in May, and we'll have another bike and walk to school day in May.
So what does that traveling trophy look like? Is that pretty cool?
Yeah, it's a little a person on a bike. It looks like it's a pretty good, cool trophy, and they like to brag a little bit to schools and display it at their school until it goes to the next one.
All right. Well, St. Mary's getting the bragging rights once again. Stacy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up here?
I'm going to put on some information for, like, the bike and walk to school day, different things that they sent out for information. And just check out our website and our Facebook page at www.ospti.net.
All right. Stacy, I know you're crazy busy over there, so I'll let you get back to it. But listen, pleasure talking with you as always. Have a great rest of the week, a good weekend, and we'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Perfect. Thank you, Bill. You too.
All right. That is Stacy over at OSPTI in Breckenridge talking about International Bike and Walk to School Week. And congratulations to St. Mary's in Breckenridge for taking those honors again this year. It's 9:27 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Well, let's all